Contemplating today's Gospel, Liturgical Day, 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time. The Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick, no food, no sack, no money in their belts. They were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them." So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. Commentary by Father Jordi Sotora from Sabadell, Spain. Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out two by two. Today, the 15th Sunday of Ordinary Time, we read that Jesus sends out the 12, two by two, to preach. Up until now, they had accompanied the Master through Galilee, but the time had come for them to start spreading the gospel, the good news, the news that God, our Father, loves us with an endless love and that He has brought us into existence so as He could make us eternally happy. This news is for everybody. Nobody is left outside of these liberating teachings of Jesus. Nobody is excluded from the love of God. It has to reach every corner of the earth. The joy of full and universal salvation has to be announced to the world through Jesus Christ, the Son of God made man for our sake, who died and was resurrected and is actively present in the church. Equipped with authority over unclean spirits, and with almost nothing else, they begin the church's mission. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick. No food, no sack, no money in their belts. They were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic. The effectiveness of their evangelization will not depend on human or material influences, but on the power of God and on sincerity, on the faith and witness of He who is preaching. In words of St. John Paul II, the enthusiasm, energy, and devotion of the evangelizers comes from that source which is the love of God, poured out into our hearts by the gift of the Holy Spirit. At the beginning of the 21st century, the good news still hasn't reached all corners yet, nor with the necessary intensity. Conversion has to be preached. There are many evil spirits to be defeated. Those of us who have received the good news, do we appreciate its value? Are we aware of it? Are we grateful for it? Let's feel like missionaries, sent out to preach with example and with words if necessary, so that nobody who comes our way in this life will miss the good news.